The May 21st meeting of the Portland City Council. Would you please call the roll?
Tisch.
Here.
Altman. Novick.
Here.
Ritz.
Here.
Hales.
Here. Welcome, everyone. We are looking forward to this afternoon's discussion. Purpose of the council's meeting is the orderly consideration of the public's business. Preservation of order and decorum is important for due considerations of matters before this council. Public is welcome to attend council meetings. During the meeting, there will be time-limited opportunities for public comment on various agenda items. Public testimony must address the matter being considered. Our rules of procedure here seek to preserve the public order and to ensure that the council's deliberations proceed efficiently and to ensure that our fellow citizens are heard. So we ask people who, in speaking here, if you want to show your support for someone else's point of view, feel free to give them a thumbs up or a wave of the hand. And if you feel so inclined and to disagree with them, do likewise. But we ask that there not be vocal demonstrations in favor of or against our fellow citizens' points of view while in this chamber. Conduct that disrupts the meeting, for example, shouting during other people's presentations or interrupting testimony, will not be allowed. This is a warning that anyone disrupting this proceeding may be escorted from the council's chambers and excluded from City Hall. If you are here to speak on a council calendar item, you need only give us your name. That is, unless you're a registered lobbyist, in which case you do need to disclose that information at the start of your testimony. Please, again, testify to the matter at hand. Give the clerk any handouts that you have, and she'll distribute them to us. And with that, we will begin with item number 514.
514, revised residential solid waste and recycling collection rates and charges, effective July 1, 2015.
Good afternoon. Daniel. Welcome.
Okay.
It's up. Susan and Bruce, do you have a PowerPoint or?
We have one slide.
One slide.
We're going
okay.
for
low tech.
We're going for
all right. There
expediency
it is.
Here. So, good afternoon. Susan Anderson, Director of the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability, and with me here is Bruce Walker, who most of you know as the Solid Waste Program Manager. So, we're very pleased to be here today to share with you some very good news about solid waste rates. For the third year in a row, we will have no rate increase if you approve that. This is in large part due to Portland residents doing a fantastic job at recycling and composting. As you probably know, in Portland, we have a franchise system for residential collection with 16 different private hauling companies that serve single-family homes up to fourplexes. Each year, we do a review to establish the solid waste rates for garbage, recycling, yard debris, and food scrap collection. The process includes an independent CPA review of hauler financial records and a review by the Portland Utility Review Board. This year, there were costs, both putting upward and downward pressure on the rates. In particular, upward pressure comes from the continued purchase of new vehicles, which we have asked the haulers to do in order to switch to less polluting diesel fuels. And at the same time, we had lower fuel costs and operating efficiencies by the haulers. So we had sort of upward and downward pressure. What happened with all of that when you put all the factors together is that we're thrilled to recommend no increase for 80% of the customers. Mostly all of those are people who have the 35-gallon roll cart. And then a small decrease for those using a 60 or 90-gallon roll cart. Those customers still pay more because they have much larger carts. Than the traditional 35-gallon. But we found that they actually aren't using the carts and filling them up as much as they had in the past, as they are beginning to recycle and compost more. So we have less tonnage going to the landfill, and we do a cost of service rate. And so their rates are going to go down just a little bit. So Portland residents continue to do a great job at recycling and composting. We have a 70% recovery rate in the city of Portland. That's twice the national average. We're also the best recyclers Portland is in the metro region. A recent metro study revealed that Portland residents have the least amount of recyclables going into the garbage can, and vice versa, the least amount of garbage kind of contaminating the recycling, and that all those things help to reduce costs in our system. So
that was in the metro area?
That's for the whole metro area, right. So it pays off, Portlanders and all the haulers. It's a great partnership. There's 16 franchise haulers. It's a great partnership. It's you know, one of those public-private things that actually really works well. And in this case, it's paying off with less materials going to the landfill and lower costs for everyone involved. So the one slide you have there in front of you is showing the change from our current rates to the proposed 2015-16 rates. And Bruce and I are happy to answer any questions.
Not heard a tidal wave of public concern about these rates.
No. We could have brought in hundreds of people who were really happy about it, but I figured that you might have some other things you wanted to talk about for water and sewer. So there you go.
You're the early front runner for the most economical PowerPoint presentation of the year.
One slide. So questions for Susan or Bruce. Trend likely to continue given, I mean, in other words, have we achieved the savings gains that we can achieve by being really good recyclers, and now the rates are going to have to drift upward again? Or
I don't bet on the horses, so I would say I'd say there's another year of this. I think we're pretty close in terms of costs. There are pressures in that we don't right now. The markets for recycling are pretty low, so we're not getting quite as much money back. That varies all the time. Fuel costs went down, but at the same time, as people continue to recycle in, the reason that it saves money is that when you go and tip the food waste, you're paying a whole lot less than you are when you're going to tip the same amount of waste at the landfill. So there's savings there.
And then I periodically hear from, I think, two people, but no more than that, about the switch some time ago now to every other week collection. What are you hearing from the community about that? Have those complaints fallen off, or is it still there? Is there still a small group that really hate that new schedule, or what are you hearing?
Well, Mayor Hales, the feedback we've received in our office has dropped off substantially from the early changeover in late 2011. Mm-hmm. A more comprehensive survey was undertaken by the auditor's office, and they took a look at our program because at first in the community survey, the annual survey, there was a decline in customer satisfaction, but that has returned to its high levels, and the auditor's office gave us plaudits for that.
Okay, good. Good to hear. Other questions? Thank you both.
I noticed my own hauler, Heiberg, is now using compressed natural gas. Or at least in the vehicles I see, are other haulers doing that? Or
Commissioner Sussman, there are a number of haulers who have made the switch to compressed natural gas. There's approximately a third of the trucks in the city now are using that as a fuel source, and that has a benefit of reduced emissions in the neighborhoods.
That's great.
Thank you both. Thanks very much. Anyone signed up to speak on this item?
We have one signed up.
Okay,
Valerie Hill, will you please come up?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Mayor and council members, my name is Valerie Gruder Hill. I'm co-owner of Gruder Sanitary Service, president of the Portland Haulers Association, formerly known as the Tri-County Council. The Portland Haulers Association is the local industry association that represents the city's franchise residential collection companies, and I'm testifying today on their behalf. In the audience are representatives of some of the franchise collections companies. The ordinance before you today is the result of the city's annual review process, and our members have worked cooperatively with BPS staff to provide the detailed financial information used in the rate calculation. As a BPS staff report notes, even with inflation, historically low recycling markets where we are experiencing a negative value of curbside recycling and other upward pressures, the recommendation is to keep most rates flat and slightly decrease others. The Portland Haulers Association supports this staff recommendation. We are pleased that the staff report and the Portland Utility Review Board have acknowledged that the hauler's efforts to contain costs and increased efficiencies have had a role in making this recommendation possible. In closing, Portland's haulers have a many decades long tradition of commitment to providing excellent collection service to the residents of the city and doing it in a way that produces sustainable results, operational safety. We appreciate this opportunity and thank you for your time, and I'm happy to answer any questions.
Questions? Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you for coming. Okay, unless there's anyone else to speak on this item, I'll close the hearing and set this for second reading next week. And then move on to 515. You want those two together, Commissioner Fish?
Yes, please.
515 and 516?